So good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be with you and to see some of your faces and to hear some of your voices. You're very welcome here this morning. And you see, I've got Jean with me.
Good morning, all.
Jean from Lockspear is helping this morning. And she's also got a service directly after. So she's church warden. So you'll be rushing. Well, I'm going with her. So we'll both be rushing at 10 o'clock. But it's good to see you all. Just a few notices. There is a Candlemas group service at Withley on the 28th, which is next Sunday. We have Tim Gorringe doing a Bible study on the 23rd of January. That's on Tuesday at the Cottage, which is at Jean's house, not this Jean, Jean Jones's house at Washfield. So you're all welcome to come to that too. So let's just quieten our hearts and prepare ourselves for worship. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Your light springs up for the righteous.
And all the peoples have seen your glory.
O be joyful in the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is gracious, his steadfast love is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from generation to generation.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Psalmody, Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. Alleluia. Give praise to your servants of the Lord. O praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, that has his throne so high, yet humbles himself to behold the things of heaven and earth? He raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ashes. To set them with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a place in the house and makes her a joyful mother of children. Alleluia. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised. From the rising of the sun to its setting, we praise your name, O Lord. May your promise to raise the poor from the dust and turn the fortunes of the needy upside down be fulfilled in our time also, as it was in your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And I bring you the reading from Jonah, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk. And he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Above you the Holy One arises, and above you God's glory appears. Arise, shine out, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is rising upon you. Though night still covers the earth and darkness the peoples, above you the Holy One arises, and above you God's glory appears. The nations will come to your light, and kings to your dawning brightness. Your gates will lie open continually, shut neither by day nor by night. The sound of violence shall be heard no longer in your land, or ruin and devastation within your borders. You will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. No more will the sun give you daylight, nor moonlight shine upon you, but the Lord will be your everlasting light. Your God will be your splendor, for you shall be called the city of God, the dwelling of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Above you, the Holy One arises, and above you, God's glory appears.
I bring you now the reading from Mark. It is chapter 1, beginning to read at verse 14. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So we've heard a snippet of Jonah this morning, but let me give you a bit of a context refresher. Jonah in a nutshell. God had a job for Jonah, but Jonah thought he could avoid doing it by running away. He thought he could sacrifice himself by ending his life, even, to avoid God. But God was with him at all times there. He was rescuing him with a large fish. Even when Jonah wasn't physically running, he was internally resisting, until God asked Jonah a second time to do the task. And he did it then. He gave the Ninevites the bad news by walking through the very large city shouting, 40 days more, and the people of Nineveh will be overthrown. And this message was belligerently done without giving them any kind of way out. So the people's response of seeking God's forgiveness probably surprised Jonah, But he chose to sulk because God didn't overthrow them. God instead forgave the people of Nineveh because they repented. So Jonah was instrumental in the repentance of a whole city, even though it seems that Jonah didn't like them. It was a lesson for Jonah and us that God cares deeply for us, as well as those we probably don't like. And the question I'd love to put to you this morning is, how do we respond to God's call? Last week, we heard about Samuel the boy responding with, "Here I am, speak, your servant is listening." And God calls us to be like children when we are with him. But as we grow older, we develop coping mechanisms, problem-focused, emotion-focused methods of behavior that we employ based on previous experiences and personality. And I wonder, what do you do when you feel God is telling you to do something that you really don't want to do? Do we hide? Do we try and bury ourselves in something else to try and rid ourselves of uncomfortable feelings by eating, drinking, binge-watching TV or box sets, or avoiding others or sleeping a lot? I spend lots of time thinking or procrastinating. I visualize and I rehearse the options and outcomes of various scenarios, so much so that a great deal of time, precious time, is taken up. I get there eventually, but it usually transpires that if I had listened to God's truth of his message at the beginning and trusted it, the song and dance that I had created was so unnecessarily a waste of time. So often we do this. We turn to other things to make us feel better. And I wonder what that looks like for you. I did a counselling course at Waverley Abbey for a year, about 17 years ago. It feels like dim and distant past, really. But the thing that I took away from me was a verse from Jeremiah 2, verse 13. And it says, God laments for his people who have rejected him and turned to other things for sustenance. And the verse itself from Jeremiah 2, verse 13 says, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that have no water, that can hold no water. I wonder if we have taken our spiritual thirst, our hunger for God elsewhere by wasting time, avoiding, sleeping, exercising. I wonder, have I been drinking or trying to drink from broken cisterns that hold no water instead of the fountain of living water that restores, that forgives, that sustains us and inspires us? God's living water is the guidance and sustenance of the words of God. Let's listen in the first place, instead of trying to create something easier or maybe a softer path. When in truth, if we did what God asked of us in the first instance, we would have seen his kingdom come without the drama that we cause. I wonder, has God given you something to say or do that doesn't sit well, but needs to be done? Let's ponder a while on that. I wish to finish today with a prayer from the poet John O'Donohue. Blessed be the longing that brought me here and quickens my soul with wonder. May I have the courage to listen to your voice of desire that disturbs me when I have settled for something safe. May I come to accept my longing as divine urgency. May I know the urgency with which God longs for me. Amen.
Amen. We now join together in prayer. We praise and thank you that you are our strength, O God. As we face the troubles and the pain of the world you made and love, may we know your voice and trust your promises. Be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you. In the humble tasks and daily routines that keep our churches and communities functioning. When we sometimes feel exhausted and wonder if we are in the right place. Be our guide and shelter and shape us. We place our trust in you. In food banks, citizens' advice offices, and chat. When the needs are greater than the resources to meet them, and the world is becoming increasingly unequal, call us to respond with what we have. Be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you. In the freezing cold, when the needs of the homeless are close to us and families struggle to heat their homes, show us what you want us to do. Be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you. In Parliament, in local government, and in public life, when we long for security to rebuild and for hope to be restored. Keep us prayerful for the leaders in our country and for the King. Be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you. In the Middle East, in Ukraine, Ecuador, and in Somalia, when conflict threatens to spiral out of control, and peace is a distant dream, may we imagine your future. Be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you. In difficult decisions and in response to voices from the margins, for those in sickness, those close to death, and those in need whom we name now, draw close to the families of those who have died. In our daily call to serve others, be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you. In your word and in the company of your people, when we hear your call to trust and we know the time for action is now, be our guide, shelter, and shape us. We place our trust in you.
The collect of the day is said. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's say, believing the promises of God, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May Christ, who sends us to the nations,
Give us the power of his spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. If you want to unmute yourselves, please do. Just to...
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you. Claire, I'll say goodbye as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, everybody.